Please hold while I try to connect you.
This is Sierra. How can I help you?
Hello, my name is Tasha. Returning your call from customer support.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Good. I work with Infuse Credit Union, and I have a member who is questioning a charge on their statement, and I was just needing to see if I can get some more information about the charge.
Okay. Do you have a zip code?
Yes. It is 65536.
Okay. Thank you. And what is the first and last name of that customer?
Richard Strong.
Would he go by anything else besides Richard Strong?
No. Or Rick Strong?
Let's see here. I don't see their name. Let me ask you. Do you have his telephone number?
Yes.
Okay, what is it?
417-718-0793. 0793,
okay.
Correct.
I have it right here. Thank you. Okay, so let me go ahead here and place you on a brief 30 seconds while everything loads for me, okay?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still waiting for it to load. So this one right here might take a minute. But while I'm waiting, can you verify the shipping address for me?
It's 1509 Dunklin Road, Waynesville, Missouri. Not Waynesville, Lebanon, Missouri.
Okay. Thank you. It's going to take a minute because this one right here been kind of moving slow today. So just give it time. And I'm sitting here. What I can do is just place myself on a brief 30-second hold while it loads, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Yes, ma'am, I have it right here. Okay, so on the account, how can I help you?
He just has two charges that he's not familiar with. They're for $67.32. He's saying that he did not make those purchases, and so we're just trying to get some more information about them.
Okay. So on the account, it shows that he made a payment of $5.74 to enter a sweepstakes. When he entered a sweepstakes, you have 48 hours to actually cancel the trial. I'm sorry, to cancel it, but he did not call in to cancel. So that $67.32 was billed to his account. I have the terms and conditions if you would like to go ahead and go over those as well.
Yes, if I can get them sent to my email, that would be lovely.
I can check and see if I can have it sent to your email for you, okay? Let me check it out and see if I can send it. Okay, thank you. Okay, so it's shown right here that we can't actually remove the email or send it to yours, only the persons that's on the account.
Okay.
But I can provide you with the terms and conditions if you would like for me to sit here and read them to you.
Can you send them to the email that you guys have on file? That way the person has a copy of it.
Okay.
And then, so he wasn't aware.
Let me ask you something. Could you go online right now and look at it real quick? I have the address. Okay. And let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. So it will be Trusted, TRUSTED, Saving, SAVING, Supply.com.
Okay. Trusted Saving Supply. .com.
And that it should be showing the Nugget Ice Maker. Ma'am.
It's coming up to a forbidden page. I do not have access.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Yes. So what I can do is actually request it to be sent to his email, if that would be fine with you, and he can send it to you.
Yes.
Okay.
That would be fine.
Okay. So let me go ahead and put that request in for you, and then we can still go over it. Hold on. Okay. Well, let me just go ahead and type in everything for you. Richard Strong, copy. Now on 11/13, you pay $795. Now, the way this can be, that is for a chance to win the cookware. They send it out to you. Now, okay, and his email I need to put on here. Now, the email that he have on file, would that be the correct email before I send it? Do you
correct.
Know which email he have? Okay. Let's see here. Okay, let me write here, please. Send terms and conditions. To customer email. Okay, I just sent that over for it to come to his email. So hopefully it should be by today that they go ahead and send it out for him. Submit.
Okay.
Okay.
And then, so do you guys have any sort of refund policy on those, since he wasn't aware that he was signing up for any trials of any kind?
Actually, it's a valid charge. It's like when you agree to the terms and conditions, when you're actually sitting there, and the only way to purchase the item, you would have to agree to the terms and conditions. So that means he actually just checked the terms and conditions and went on with it. Instead of reading it to make sure everything was valid or what he would need to do, he just accepted and made the payment.
Okay. And then do you guys have any of that on file that you'd be able to send to the member as well?
What do you mean? Send what?
Like any of the information that he agreed to.
That would be the terms and conditions, yes. So when what happens, this is how it pops up. So say if you're sitting on your laptop and an ad comes up, hey, you want this, and you click, say, hey, okay, well, let me put my card number in. Before you can even finish it, if you try to just go ahead, put your card number in, then say complete process, it's going, that box will pop up and it's going to say, hey, you must agree to the terms and conditions. You got to check the box, and then it will process the card, credit card.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate all your help.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
You too.